Hey everybody, welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today we're going deep inside Wishram School.
Deeper than you might think.
Way beyond like just the headlines and, you know, the big picture stuff.
Right.
We've got these weekly updates straight from the superintendent's desk, Mr. Churchwell himself.
Yeah.
And you know, you might think, "Oh, weekly school updates.
This is riveting."
Yeah, like how exciting could that be? But trust me on this one, folks.
You'd be amazed at what you learn.
Yeah, you get these kind of behind-the-scenes glimpses, and
it's really something.
It's really something.
It's true. These updates are packed with insights. I think we often overlook these everyday happenings, you know?
Yeah.
But they can tell us so much about a community's values and priorities.
Yeah, like, remember that crazy weather system they're predicting could hit Wishram?
Yeah.
The school's not taking any chances. They're building these new modular buildings, and the updates keep everybody informed every step of the way.
That's a great example of the transparency and proactive communication that emerges from these updates.
Absolutely.
And think about it. Those modular buildings aren't just a response to weather. They show how committed the school is to creating a stable and comfortable learning environment no matter what challenges come up.
Exactly. And the updates are so detailed.
It's incredible.
We see the anticipation for the first inspection.
Which got pushed back a bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. And then all the work that goes into it, like foundations, skirting, sidewalks, ramps.
Yeah.
It's a whole process.
It really shows you the complexity of even a seemingly simple construction project. And it's not just about putting up walls, it's about accessibility too.
Mm.
Notice how they specifically mention ADA ramps. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about everyone.
They even talk about connecting the buildings to the main school for internet, fire protection, everything.
Yeah, but there is a bit of a cliffhanger.
There is a little bit of a cliffhanger.
You remember that electrical equipment on back order?
Oh yeah.
Sounds like they're hoping to have power by early March.
Early March, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah. But you know what else caught my eye amidst all the construction talk?
What's that?
All these mentions of Molly the muralist.
Oh, yeah. Molly the muralist.
Mm-hmm.
I love that detail. What do you think it says about the school's priorities?
To me, it shows they value art and beauty even in practical matters. They're creating a space that's inspiring, not just functional. And they're recognizing an individual student's talent. It's a small detail, but speaks volumes.
Absolutely. It's like they're saying, this isn't just a construction site, it's part of our learning environment, and it should be beautiful too.
Precisely. And that attention to detail carries through to the superintendent's daily log. It's like a mini peek into the school's daily life, and you see this real sense of community spirit woven through it.
Oh, yeah, the daily log. Packed with stuff, but it's not just meetings and schedules.
Right.
You see those personal touches too.
Oh, for sure.
Like all the birthday mentions.
Exactly. It feels like they're celebrating each individual, not just going through the motions.
Yeah. And they mentioned the school nurse and therapist visits too.
Yeah.
Clearly they're committed to supporting students in more ways than just academics.
Right. It's a reminder that well-being is about more than just grades. And they're not shying away from addressing the whole student experience.
You also get a sense of the behind-the-scenes work that goes on, all sorts of meetings, program committee intervention reviews,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, the board meeting.
Of course.
Which had some interesting things on the agenda, like the investment-grade audit and interviews for board positions.
It makes you realize how much goes into running a school smoothly. It's not just about teaching. There's a whole web of administrative and financial considerations, too.
But there was one entry that really jumped out at me. The staff attending MTSS training.
Ah, yes. Multi-tiered system of supports. This is a big deal. It means they're committed to making sure every student gets the individual attention they need to succeed, not just a one-size-fits-all approach.
It sounds like a really proactive and caring system.
It is. And it shows a forward-thinking approach to education. They're not just teaching to a test. They're trying to understand each student's strengths and challenges.
And speaking of forward-thinking, did you notice the superintendent is attending an AI conference? That caught my eye.
That's intriguing, isn't it? Who knows what that could mean for the school down the line? Maybe innovative new teaching methods or incorporating AI tools in the classroom? It shows they're staying on top of the latest developments in education.
Really makes you wonder what they'll bring back from that conference. And even while he's away, the school schedule keeps humming along.
Right. And don't overlook the Wagyup food truck visit.
Oh, I was just getting to that.
Mm.
For those who don't know, Wagyup is a local organization that helps folks in need, especially with food insecurity. That visit says a lot about how the school is integrated with the wider community and its needs.
Exactly. It's not just about what happens within the school walls. It's about being a resource and support system for the whole community. They're acknowledging that students' well-being is tied to the well-being of their families and the wider community.
It really paints a picture of the school as a central hub for Wishram.
It does. And speaking of that community connection, there are two upcoming events in the updates that I think are worth highlighting.
I'm all ears. What did you spot?
Well, first, there's Sheldy Jones's birthday. Remember all those birthday mentions?
Uh-huh.
It reinforces that sense of individual attention and celebration within the school community.
It's like they're saying, "We see you, Sheldy. It's sweet." And the second event?
The celebration of life for Terry Burris is being held at the school.
Oh, wow. That's a poignant reminder that the school is more than just classrooms and textbooks. It's a place where the community comes together to support each other in times of both joy and sorrow.
It speaks volumes about the school's role as a gathering place, a central pillar of the community. It's where people connect, celebrate, and grieve together.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive, from construction updates to birthday shout-outs and everything in between.
It's amazing how much we can glean from these seemingly mundane updates, isn't it? They offer such a rich tapestry of information about the school and the community it serves.
Absolutely. But we're just getting started.
There's more.
Stay tuned for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the community connections and see what other insights we can uncover.
It's really fascinating to see how these weekly updates, while they're focused on the school, they also give us these little glimpses into the wider Wishram community.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we're piecing together this puzzle one update at a time,
yeah,
to get this picture of what life is like in Wishram.
Exactly. And some of the pieces are unexpected. Like,
yeah,
remember we talked about the Wagap food truck coming to the school?
Okay.
That tells us a lot about how the community supports its members.
Right. It shows they're aware of the challenges some families face and they're, you know, actively working to address them.
Yeah.
Having that resource right there at the school is huge.
Absolutely. It removes those barriers and makes it easier for families to access help when they need it. It also shows a real commitment to taking care of everyone in the community.
Yeah.
Not just those directly involved in the school.
And speaking of community involvement,
yeah,
I noticed something else while going through the updates. There's a lot of mention of students traveling for sports events.
Oh, good catch. What do you make of that?
What tells me they value extracurricular activities and they encourage students to participate.
Yeah.
And it's not just about staying within Wishram. These kids are traveling to other towns, competing, representing their school.
That suggests a strong sense of school spirit and pride.
Definitely.
And it also highlights the logistical challenges of coordinating these events, especially in a more rural setting.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of effort to arrange transportation and coordinate schedules and all of that.
Yeah.
It really underscores the dedication of the teachers, parents, the community as a whole.
It's a team effort.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And that team spirit extends beyond sports.
Yeah.
One thing that really stands out to me is the sense of community ownership and involvement.
Yeah.
That comes through in these updates.
You see it in the way parents attend board meetings, volunteer their time for events, and just generally stay informed about what's going on at the school.
It's like they see the school as an extension of their own homes.
Right.
A place where they have a voice and a stake.
Exactly. It's not just a place where they drop their kids off in the morning.
Right.
They're invested in the school's success because they understand its importance for the entire community.
And that sense of ownership fosters such a positive and supportive environment for the students, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Kids can thrive when they feel like their school is valued and supported by the whole community.
Yeah.
And it's not just the big things. Even something as simple as those birthday shout-outs in the superintendent's log.
Oh, I love those.
Contributes to that feeling of belonging.
It's such a small gesture, but it shows they care about each student as an individual.
And that personal touch goes a long way in creating a welcoming and inclusive atmosphere.
For sure.
But, you know, as much as we're celebrating all the positive things,
yeah,
these updates also remind us that life isn't always sunshine and rainbows.
True life has its ups and downs, and the school is a reflection of that.
Yeah.
Remember the mention of the celebration of life for Terry Burris being held at the school?
Yeah, that was a sobering moment.
It was. But it also speaks to the school's role as a central gathering place for the community, not just for celebrations, but also for times of grief and support.
It's a reminder that the school is there for the community through thick and thin. It's a place where people can come together to find comfort and solace, to share their burdens and offer each other a shoulder to lean on.
So we've talked a lot about the community connections that shine through in these updates.
We have.
As we wrap up this segment of our deep dive, what would you say are the key takeaways so far?
Well, for me, it's the profound sense of community that permeates every aspect of Wishram School. We see it in the proactive communication, the collaborative approach to problem solving, the dedication to student well-being, and the genuine care and concern for each individual. It's heartening to see a community where the school is such an integral part of the fabric of life.
Absolutely. And it reinforces the idea that a school is more than just a place of learning.
Yeah.
It's a microcosm of the community itself, reflecting its values, its strengths, and even its challenges.
And as we head into the final part of our deep dive,
yeah,
I'm curious to explore what lessons we can learn from Wishram School's experience,
yeah,
and apply to our own communities. What do you think?
I think that's a fantastic idea. There's so much we can glean from their example. Stay tuned, folks, because we'll be right back to delve into those lessons and see how we can all contribute to building stronger, more connected communities.
We're back for the final part of our deep dive into Wishram School. We've seen the construction projects, the daily life, the community ties. But what does it all mean for you listening in right now?
That's the big question, isn't it? We've unearthed all these fascinating details about, you know, about Wishram School, but how do we connect them to the bigger picture? Like, what can we actually learn from their experience?
Yeah, because most people wouldn't give these weekly updates a second glance. But we've discovered that there's actually so much insight in those seemingly mundane details.
It's amazing what you find when you really look closely, right?
It is.
And what's so fascinating to me is how these updates reveal the values and priorities of this community.
Uh-huh.
Like, take, for instance, the emphasis on communication.
Oh, yeah. From weather alerts to construction progress reports, they're committed to keeping everyone informed.
Exactly.
And it's not just about informing people. It's about making them feel like they're part of the process.
Absolutely. Like, you know, with the modular buildings, they're not just saying, hey, we're building this. They're explaining why, outlining the steps, you know, addressing potential concerns.
It's like inviting the community to be a part of the journey, not just observers.
Exactly. And that approach extends to other areas, too. Look at how they prioritize student support, both academically and emotionally.
Uh-huh.
The school nurse, the therapist, the MTSS training.
Right.
It all points to a holistic understanding of what students need to actually thrive.
It's like they're saying, we care about the whole child, not just their test scores.
Exactly.
They recognize that a supportive environment is just as important as a rigorous curriculum.
And that support goes beyond the individual student, too. Remember, the WAGIP food truck.
Oh,
that shows a commitment to addressing the needs of families and the wider community, recognizing that a student's well-being is interconnected with their social environment.
That's a powerful example of how a school can really be a catalyst for positive change in a community.
Absolutely. And let's not forget those events that really highlight the school's role as a central gathering place.
Yeah.
Whether it's parents attending board meetings, students traveling for sports events, or a celebration of life for a community member.
Right.
It's clear that Wishram School is more than just a building.
It's the heart of the community, a place where people come together to learn, to celebrate, to support each other.
So as we wrap up our deep dive, I want to turn the question back to you listening. What stands out to you as particularly noteworthy or inspiring about Wishram School? What resonates with your own experiences or aspirations for your own community?
I think that's a great question to ponder. For me, it's a reminder that we can all play a role in shaping our communities, even in small ways. It starts with paying attention, with engaging, with being present.
I couldn't agree more. And while every community is unique, there are universal lessons we can glean from Wishram School's experience. The value of clear communication, the importance of holistic support, the power of community engagement, those are principles that can be applied anywhere.
So as we conclude our deep dive into Wishram School, I hope you're leaving with a renewed sense of possibility.
Yeah.
We've seen firsthand how a school can be more than just a place of learning. It can be a catalyst for connection, growth, and positive change.
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating journey. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the world around you.